You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Hey, buddy, you gonna eat that sausage?
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Tell me something, my friend.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the role?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Your complete attention, if you please.
The Epic Film Guys Podcast. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new mini-sode of the Epic Film Guys Podcast. That's right, no new episode today with Justin. Came up north, and it was actually really, really nice. He and I, we went out and we had some wings. If you're an old restaurant listener, getting some nostalgia tingles from that. If you're an old restaurant listener, one of my favorite places was the old Union Hotel, which of course does amazing wings. So amazing, in fact, they've won numerous best wing awards. They are incredible. I have not had them in quite some time, and he picked me up because he was determined to get me out of the house. And it was actually really, really nice because I just don't really have anybody here to get me out of the house. So it was pretty nice. We went over to the old Union Hotel and, you know, we had a drink and, you know, we had some wings, which was really, really good. We both had a little tiny bit of a cheat day, even though I stayed within my calories for the day. And then we actually went downtown Binghamton, walked around a little bit, and we went to Kraft. And I actually had beer, which was crazy. Justin did not have beer at Kraft. Good for him for being stronger than I was, but I was determined I was going to, you know, I was going to do my thing and whatever. But it was really, really nice to see Justin. Unfortunately, though, with Justin's schedule, because he got tattooed on Monday, he got Ghostface from Scream, if you didn't see the pictures on social media or on Instagram. And, I mean, unfortunately, he didn't get back until really, really late on Monday, kind of threw off his whole schedule. I was supposed to go and see Onward, and I honestly have just not been really feeling myself lately. I kind of had not a meltdown. And special shout out to Jared Taylor and to Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts, who both watched me drunk and crying on stream at one point over the weekend. I had fun. You know, it was a blast. I was just playing Minecraft, and I was placing blocks and having fun and just talking about stuff that just made me emotional. It wasn't like a bad thing or anything, but you know, I have been probably a little bit depressed lately. I mean, with everything going on in the world, it's kind of hard not to be a little bit like worn out and down and everything. Of course, I'm recording this as of, you know, the day before release. Tom Hanks has now got the coronavirus. Like, geez, this thing is just going crazy. Every event literally under the sun is being canceled all over the place. It's absolutely nuts. One event, ladies and gentlemen, however, that's not going to be canceled because it's all online. So, you know, we don't have to have people congregating in a large place, and it's not for another almost 3 months. So hopefully some good things will start to happen with all this virus stuff. Everything, stay safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. Just, you know, wash your hands. Please don't panic buy things. Just get your supplies that you need. Remember that there are, you know, so many other people out there that also need basic supplies. People that don't have extra money, i.e. me. I say this because this is me, because I went to the store today just to pick up a couple of different things, like just food items that we just needed in the house. And I decided to pick up like some extra bath soap and stuff because I was running out and whatnot. And like, you can't find some stuff, and it's ridiculous. And you read these stories on social media of people buying, like, you know, carloads of toilet paper and like cases of hand sanitizers. It's like, you know what? You don't need that much, number one. And it's not going to help anything if you take all the stuff that everybody else could use. And, you know, it's a lot of people probably trying to turn a profit on it. Like, oh, I'm going to sell hand sanitizers on eBay for like $20. Anyway, don't panic buy stuff. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Stay clean. And, you know, just make sure that you're especially careful around your people who are, you know, immunosuppressed or anything like that, elderly people, the people that are most susceptible to this whole virus thing. And hopefully we'll get some good news out of medical science very, very soon. I think like around the world, like just doctors and scientists around the world, like that is priority number one. And hopefully we get some good breakthroughs in that before anything becomes too chaotic. what's more chaotic than like all these travel bans, like literally all over the place and everything under the sun getting canceled? I don't know. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we just didn't get a chance to record an episode. Is the long and the short of it. I'm finally getting around to it. And yeah. Dot, dot, dot. Long pause in there. Where's my cricket sound drop? I don't even have the soundboard loaded. That's how unprepared I am for this. But yeah, we just did not have a chance to record an episode. I still plan to see Onward, and we also have My Spy and Bloodshot that are both opening this coming weekend. So we've got a full slate of films that we're going to be packing in here and getting reviews out over the next couple of weeks. We've also got a retro review, 30-year anniversary of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We've got that coming up as well. And I'm thrilled to record that with Justin because I know he's a huge, huge fan of that movie. And we've also got coming up on Monday, the live stream for The Cure from last year. We've got Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts, her segment from that show, which is amazing because she's absolutely amazing. I absolutely adore Heather. She's one of my favorite people on the entire planet. And I'm plugging that specifically because her Sunshine Summit starts on the same day. Yeah. Her Sunshine Summit begins on the same day, and it's going to be amazing. She hosts a bunch of live streams. She's hosting them all throughout that week. You can go to sunshinesummit.live in order to see the entire schedule. The link is down in the show notes. But yeah, she does a bunch of live streams to celebrate connections with a whole bunch of different amazing people that she has made connections with, which is really, really nice. And she's just such a warm and inviting person. Really, really, please check them out if you haven't gotten a chance to. It's going to be an absolutely, absolutely amazing time. So I do apologize for no episode proper this week, but I did still get a chance to cull through last year and the year before's recordings, catch up on my EFG history clips. So I have a whole huge, there's like 15 or 16 clips. It's insane how many clips I have pulled from some past episodes. And I'm just going to dump them all in here. You're just going to get them all because that's going to be basically the episode this week. And like I said, stay tuned Monday for the Sunshine and Power Cuts thing. If Justin and I get a chance to record anything else, we will throw it in here as well. And then, like I said, next week on the show, I don't know how we're going to split up these reviews. Some of them will probably appear the Monday following. I'm not 100% sure exactly what's going to be coming out with the schedule yet, but we will continue to be releasing content to you. That much I want to make sure you know. So I'm going to go ahead and play the promo for this year's live stream for The Cure. And then on the other side of that, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for, I have no idea how long it will even be, of EFG history. I really, really love and appreciate everybody out there taking the time to tune into the show. I hope you're doing well. And like I said, stay safe. Just wash your hands, stay safe, avoid public gatherings and spaces, and, you know, take care of those people that you need to take care of in life, and take care of yourselves, because that's the most important thing. Thank you so much out there, everybody, for listening. Until next time, we will see you at the movies.
Can you imagine a world immune to all forms of cancer?
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for our fourth annual live stream for The Cure.
And this year, we need your help more than ever.
Please join us May 27th through May 31st for 48 hours of live content from guests and podcasts around the world.
We'll be aiming for our most ambitious goal to date as we try to raise $10,000 for the Cancer Research Institute.
Please visit www.livestreamforthecure.com for more information on this year's event and how you can be a part of it. Together, we can make a difference.
This week in epic film history.
I think what
I'm
we have to do.
I'm very interested to hear what Nick.
Nope.
I want to hear what you have to
be
say.
Be quiet. We have to start this out. I thought of this for some reason, and I don't know why I thought of this. But we can't talk about spoilers yet, okay? We're going to get there later. Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to build a spoiler wall. Okay, this is spoiler free. So ladies and gentlemen,
build that wall. 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 Build that wall.
Can we not have that on this podcast?
I need to get like a heavenly prayer sound on the soundboard that's like, oh, whenever we announce that the god of podcasting himself is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome
what it is
to the Epic Film Guys, Epic Film Guy, Loy Choff, Loy Sauce, Loy A1 Steak Sauce, whatever else Justin calls you.
Hey, look how cool this nigga Tom is, though. This nigga game. Oh, look, boom. Bam. Throw the little small boot on the counter. Boom. Pop the hat. What's up? Let me gonna smoke this seed. Pop. Roll it in one hand. Flip it.
Me gonna smoke.
Leave it open. Let the mouse lick it.
Come here, bitch.
Come here, bitch.
Come say hello, Goji. Hey, come here, girl.
Boom. Throw it in the air. Pop it with the fire.
Bow!
One pull, nigga. That motherfucker gone.
That motherfucker
done with
gone.
It.
Done with it.
What's that? Howdy, bitch.
I saw this movie on opening night at Regal Cinemas.
As did
and
I.
And because of the 2006 flood, I couldn't go home for 2 days afterward.
Oh my what? God.
I was trapped in Binghamton because I came to see Superman Returns opening night. So thank you, Bryan Singer,
what?
For that.
Wait, Nick, can I just clarify? Are you telling me that you were stuck watching this film for 2 days straight? Holy fucking shit.
I hope not. That is torturous.
We love movies, and there's no bigger release. Don't you laugh at me, Sauce. Bastard.
Do we love movies? I don't know anymore.
No.
Is it any surprise that this movie sucks my balls?
Oh.
Really?
Was there ever any doubt that this movie was... Was there ever any doubt that this movie was going to be a gigantic failure on just about every level?
God damn!
Right, well, I'll give you my very succinct feelings about the film. This is a reprehensible piece of shit.
Oh, eat my balls.
I was actually angry sitting through this for the second time.
Angry.
I am
glad that you actually watched it for the podcast again, so thank you.
I did. I thought, all right, well, maybe I didn't like it the first time around. I was like, oh, what a boring film. But
well,
watching
did
it
you, did you
the
see
second
it in the cinema?
Time,
did you see it in the cinema?
I did. Awesome. I did, sadly. Yep. And this is the first time for this podcast I rewatched it again, and I was angry. I was like, this is just... How can this film be so long? How does Superman not punch anyone at any point? Why is there no fight scenes? Is this a superhero movie? He does nothing but lift things over his head that are progressively bigger and heavier.
What do you got, Gillison, down your gullet this evening?
He definitely beat Dan. He beat Dan. Dan, you've got a usurper to your throne. He's still fucking going.
Yeah!
I think he
Boom!
Won. I
Nailed
think
it!
He yeah, absolutely won. The wow.
I'm sitting here listening to you guys talk, and I'm looking at shirtless pictures of Lorenzo Lamas. So, I mean...
Why?
I'm going to send you one in a minute. I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit.
Don't send me.
No. I mean, the hair on the chest of this guy is just, oh man, it's like a large mane. Like, you don't see a mane on a guy like this anymore.
The moment that she crash lands into Blockbuster, it grabbed me by the nostalgia balls and said, I'm scratching you, baby. We got some Easter eggs in here for you. Hey, you like Arnold? You over there? You're gonna like this.
For a person who's never seen any of the first four Superman movies, I went into this expecting, you know, I had nothing to go off on. So this was
he
like
he keeps
my...
moving his head further and further away from the microphone as he talks, and he's so soft-spoken that you guys are gonna think he's like whispering sweet nothings to me.
No, it's all right, man. It's not a dick. You don't have to be scared of it. You don't have to be scared of it. It's not a dick. I'm telling you.
I thought he was whispering sweet nothings to Wayne.
Wayne.
I'm into it.
I swear to God, if you play that again, I'm going to smash
fuck
this.
Fuck you, Piper. You're a fucking piece of shit.
I told Emily.
Have you ever wanted to jump through the internet and just murder somebody with your bare
hands?
Yeah,
it's Nick. It was the last time we recorded. I told Emily. She's like, you hate the... I don't hate the mixer. I hate Nick's use of the mixer.
No, you hate the soundboard.
Hashtag proper
not the mixer. The mixer allows us to live stream, which I love.
I always wondered how big Morgan Freeman's cock was. He's like, you know, the only main black actor in the film. And I know that they're like usually pretty hung. So I was thinking about that. And I like it a little bit wrinkled and old and weathered, you know, kind of like he's been around the block a lot.
You like your shit broken in.
Should I base my rating off that? I don't even know.
Get out of here. Get the
I'm
kind of disappointed.
Yeah, what does Morgan Freeman's cock rate?
You guys.
10
I'm
out
sorry.
10. It's golden.
It's stronger.
10 out of 10.
Here for a perspective now on Black Cocks in America is Brantley Oliver. Brantley?
Hey, you think your life is hard? The last time I had a piece of ass, I was fucking an old rotten ham that they threw out back of an Aldi's supermarket.
Aldi's? I never even heard of that. I only hang out with the inner city guys. Oh, I don't even know what you're speaking of.
I love talking to you guys about film. And absolutely, 100%, it was a pleasure to have you guys on the show.
It certainly was. Yeah. I love hearing. Honestly, I can't wait to smoke a big fat pipe of some dank weed with Wayne. When you get to New York, I'm going to save the most dank weed I can get from Washington,
D.C. All right, let's look it up.
It's going to happen, bro. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the Epic Film Guys podcast. Actually, I wish you would talk more, and I wish that one of you would tell Nick to shut the fuck up. And talk over him, because I try to, but like he thinks he's more masculine than me, but in reality my pee-pee is way larger and it hangs to the floor way longer than he'd ever expect it would.
I will challenge that.
Wait, did Bradley just say something? Isn't your pee-pee like a black one?
Yes.
How long?
It got charred in a fire years back.
Is it long and wide, or is it just long? Or is it just
long.
Wide?
It's long.
Is it like hair in my biscuit 10 foot long?
Oh my god.
10 feet? That's kind of short, isn't it?
Damn.
I would hope it at least be 10 inches, or else you'd be like urban legend shit, motherfucker.
Hey, some of us are part Asian and have a small penis. Shut up, all
Loisos and I actually had quite an adventure last Friday. We headed up to Cherry Hill, New Jersey for Monster Mania Con. It's one of my favorite horror conventions that I've been frequenting the last few years, and it was Loisos's first horror convention. So, Saucy, what did you think of your first horror convention?
It was special. It was an experience. It was a great opportunity to meet some legends of horror and of the silver screen. I remarked to you that the atmosphere is a little bit like a zoo because everyone's on exhibit, and it's a little sad sometimes when you look around and you see that some of the guests don't have very many people lined up at their table. Makes you feel a little sad inside.
Let me tell you something about me that not a lot of people know. I used to be gay. I mean, I'm still gay, but I used to be really gay. Like, suck so many dicks I wouldn't get anything done gay.
But, you know, Batman. Was that my sound check? Because I assumed it was.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. I figured I would.
We're
just
heroes now. We save lives now. Past can't change that. I mean, you used to sell swords and me
you
with
and
my
excessive
dick sucking.
This episode is brought to you by the Epic Film Guys patrons, our amazing producers and executive producers who pay us to do the show that we love to do. So a huge, huge shout out to Alan Gallerisi, Brandon Frederick, Caleb Brownlee,
Dan Brennick, John DeQuilla, Julio Oliveira,
Deborah Kinney, Chip Moore, Chris Maltesos,
Rob Trevino, Ken Maney, Brady Cloven,
Justin Winters, Scott LeVar, The Running Man, The Flash, Paul Prezula, and Gerald Morris. And a very special thank you to our top-level patrons, our executive producers on the show.
Chris Yaney, Robert Moreno, our resident kaiju expert.
Bill Sutton, and Destruction in Human Form, Jared Taylor. Thank you all so, so much. And we'll see you
at the movies.